This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces captured territory along a frontline river in eastern Ukraine on Monday, and President Volodymyr Zelensky predicted Moscow would escalate attacks ahead of a summit of European leaders expected to welcome Kiev's bid to join the EU. Ukraine acknowledged Moscow has had success south of Severodonetsk and said the Russians were trying to gain a foothold there to make a breakthrough into the wider Ukrainian-held pocket of the eastern Donbas region. EU leaders at a summit later this week are expected to give their blessing to Ukraine, becoming an official candidate to join, a decision that will be marked as a triumph in Kiev. Though it would take years for Ukraine to enter the EU, for the bloc to reach deep into the heart of the former Soviet Union would bring about one of Europe's biggest economic and social transformations since the Cold War. Ukraine applied to join just 4 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his troops across the border in February. Putin says the so-called special military operation is aimed at disarming a neighbor Russia views as a threat and protecting Russian speakers there. Kiev believes Moscow's true aim is to restore control over Ukraine and erase its national identity. International concern has focused on trying to restore Ukrainian exports of food, now shut by a de facto Russian blockade. Ukraine is one of the world's leading sources of grain and food oils, leading to fears of global shortages and hunger. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the center of Brussels on Monday to protest the cost of living. Strikes forced the Brussels airport to cancel all departing flights and halted many bus services across the country. Unions said around 80,000 people had joined the protest. Train services were running partly to allow protesters to converge on the capital. Brussels Airport said it could not allow passenger flights to depart because the industrial action extended to security personnel. Local public transport was running minimal services. Inflation hit 9% in June in Belgium, mirroring sharp price rises elsewhere, largely because Russia's invasion of Ukraine has hit grain supply and caused the cost of energy to spike. U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot say they may subpoena former Vice President Mike Pence. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
They are waiting to hear from Virginia Jeanne Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, about her role in the illegal plot to overturn the 2020 election. In interviews on the Sunday news shows, committee members pledged to provide pertinent material to the U.S. Justice Department by the end of the month for its criminal investigation. Representative Adam Schiff says the committee is not taking anything off the table in terms of witnesses who have not yet testified. He describes a Pence subpoena as certainly a possibility. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Japanese court ruled on Monday that the country's failure to recognize same-sex marriage is constitutional, a setback for activists after a landmark verdict last year found the opposite. The district court in western Japan's Osaka rejected arguments made by three same-sex couples as part of a series of suits filed by activists seeking marriage equality. Monday's verdict comes after a district court in northern Sapporo last year found the opposite, ruling that the government's failure to allow same-sex marriage violated the Constitution's provision guaranteeing equality under the law. That ruling was welcomed by campaigners as a major victory that would pile pressure on lawmakers to accept same-sex unions. Recapping our top story, Russian forces captured territory along a frontline river in eastern Ukraine on Monday, and President Volodymyr Zelensky predicted Moscow would escalate attacks ahead of a summit of European leaders expected to welcome Kiev's bid to join the EU. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.